Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everybody? It is once again that time of the week. Every SCW fan can tell you what it means. Wednesday, 6:30 p.m., it is once again time for SCW Radio, guys. And we've got a good bit of stuff to cover here on this edition. But as always, first and foremost, we are opening up the chat log right now. So if you want to come join us here on blogtalkradio.com/SCW Entertainment, not only can you listen to the show, but you can also chat with us. Right here, we're live chatting, taking all questions, comments, whatever the case may be. You'll want to get in touch with us here on SCW Radio. That's a good way to do it. We take all questions, comments, anything you got on the chat page there. And we'll address them right here live on SCW Radio. Also, if you're feeling a little bit more adventurous and you want to call into SCW Radio, that is always a great option. And you can do so at the following number, 713-955-0804. Once again, guys, that number is 713-955-0804. So there you go, guys. Two different ways to get in touch with SCW Radio. Hit us up on the chat page. Call in. The lines are open. Thank you very much for that, assistant. Anyway, guys, like I said, so many different ways to contact us. We are taking all kinds of questions, comments, whatever you guys want to talk about. And this isn't just for this week of SCW Radio. This is for any week. Just want to clarify that because I think there's a lot of people out there that may want to call in but may think that maybe what they have to say isn't quite relevant to what we're speaking on. Hey, that's fine. As long as we're talking SCW, it's here. So give us a call. Send us something in the chat. We'll talk about it. We'll discuss it right here on SCW Radio. Also, guys, really quick note here. I'm sure a lot of you have noticed, but our tech department had kind of got a little behind. And just to update everyone out there, since last week's SCW Radio, the Gold Rush 2014 event, which you will recall as the Gold Rush rematch, Aaron McClure versus Anderson Strong, Tanner Stone versus TJ Boss, and also TJ Boss versus Daniel Maxim, two heavyweight title defenses went down that night. Several big matchups. That highlight video, that recap, is now available on our YouTube channel for you guys to go check out. Also, in addition to that, the Toys for Tots 2014 recap, which I'm sure all of you remember the triple threat Ironman match, TJ Boss, Tanner Stone, and Daniel Maxim. Anderson Strong versus Antonio Smith, several other great matchups on that Toys for Tots event. That recap, that highlight video is also available at our YouTube channel. We'll be giving out all the links and pertinent URLs to things of that nature here momentarily. But those are both up, guys, so go check them out. Like I said, we'll be giving out the links here shortly. It is in our YouTube account. Recaps catching up, highlight videos catching up, tech department slowly but surely catching back up. As a matter of fact, I think the only highlight video that hasn't been made yet is the Best of the Best, which took place back about a month ago, so that one should be up shortly as well. We're talking about these links and URLs, and no sense in holding back on that. Let's go ahead and get that out of the way right here, right now. And I'm going to kind of do a bit of a breakdown here because I think a lot of people wonder, well, you know, why should I visit one of these sites over the other one? So we got a couple answers for that today, guys. First off, our official website at scwentertainment.com is my personal favorite of all the sites to go to. Notwithstanding, it's probably the only one that wouldn't be classified as social media. It's still probably one of the best places for information as far as contacting us directly and things of that nature. Also, facebook.com/SCW Entertainment 09. Just search SCW Entertainment on Facebook and you'll find us, guys. This is probably our most, well, I won't even say probably, it's definitely our most popular social media account, and therefore it gets a lot more attention than some of the other ones, so I would definitely say if you're going to go to the social media route, Facebook probably the way to go. Also, our Twitter account, you can find us at SCW Greenwood, or twitter.com/SCW Greenwood. Twitter's kind of for a different crowd than your Facebook crowd typically, but there's a lot of updates on there as well, some of which that are specific to just Twitter. So it might be a good idea to check us out on there as well. Also, we've mentioned this earlier, YouTube, our channel on there, youtube.com/SCW Entertainment. That is where you can go and check out that new Gold Rush recap, the Toys for Tots 2014 highlight video. Those are all up, guys. Go check them out. I think the guys did a one hell of a job on both of those events as far as the wrestling goes, as far as the action goes, as far as the editing on the videos go. Looks really good to me. Go check it out, guys. Also, right here, each and every Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. on blogtalkradio.com/SCW Entertainment, that's where you're going to be able to catch SCW Radio. Like I said, each and every Wednesday, 6:30 p.m. Not to beat a dead horse, but lines are open. Chat is open as well. That all on blogtalkradio.com. Also, guys, Instagram.com/SCW Entertainment. Instagram is probably the only place you're ever going to get to see a look inside the backstage element of SCW Entertainment. I think that's the best way to put it. I think that's probably one of the better uses for Instagram as far as our account goes. Also, guys, you can catch us at south-carolina-wrestling.tumblr.com, which is also a social media site that we are building some popularity on right now as we speak. A bit of a different setup, a bit of a different way to do social media. I find myself visiting the SCW Tumblr page from time to time. It's something I think it might be a good idea to go ahead and jump on before everybody else does, and who knows, just like the Twitter, there are things that may hit Tumblr first before anywhere else, so you never know. And as always, guys, SCW Entertainment, we're all over the World Wide Web, so you can search the keywords SCW Entertainment, and you can find us on such websites as Spreadshirt, Spreaker Web Radio, Pinterest, Reddit, Google Plus, and SoundCloud. So, as always, guys, no reason why you can't follow, friend, like, share, whatever the case may be, SCW Entertainment on various social media, our website. We're all over the place, guys. If you have an internet connection, you should be able to have your fingers on the pulse of SCW Entertainment. Now, with that said, we spoke a little bit last week about this upcoming CyberSlam event, an event that, to be perfectly honest with you, there has been some venue complications going on with it. We're sorting through all that. We thought we had one building. It fell through, and we're currently in the processes of finalizing another building. So no fear, SCW fans. We will be back, and we will be back before April the 18th, because in addition to CyberSlam, we can announce actually the physical location for the show that will come after CyberSlam, and that will be SCW Entertainment's Blaze of Glory 6. We can confirm that show will be going down April the 18th. We will be returning for the first time in 6 months since WrestleFest 6 to Burton Center. So that's going to be an amazing, amazing day. Blaze of Glory, another one of our huge events here at SCW Entertainment. I don't think I've ever seen one that disappointed the fans. So it's going to be a great day. Now, going back to CyberSlam, guys, like I said, still working on the finalizing the venue for that event. However, last week we did speak about two huge matchups going into CyberSlam, the first of which, typically the main event of CyberSlam for the SCW Internet Championship. It will be, once again, a triple threat matchup. That's been a bit of a tradition here at SCW Entertainment over the last several years. And that tradition will continue at CyberSlam. James Hall will be defending the SCW Internet Championship against Anderson Strong and Antonio Smith in a triple threat contest. That title, the Internet Championship, is on the line in that match. Now, we've seen a bit of a strange relationship develop between Anderson Strong and Antonio Smith over the last several months here at SCW Entertainment, dating back all the way to November, if memory serves me correctly. And last month at February's Best of the Best event, we would see that relationship sort of grow and incorporate now James Hall. Apparently Anderson Strong has something against James Hall. Antonio Smith has something against James Hall. A lot of what Antonio's problems seem to be, from what I've heard, link back to that Internet Championship to begin with. For a lot of you who may not have followed SCW Entertainment back over the years, I believe almost 2 years ago, James Hall defeated Antonio Smith for the Internet Championship and never granted him a rematch. Granted, this was a time in which James Hall was a different individual in this company, literally and figuratively. And, you know, I think we're at a different time now. Obviously, James Hall still has a lot of stroke at SCW Entertainment and has granted Antonio Smith this match. And not only Antonio Smith, but also Anderson Strong. Now, we're going to find out with two challengers coming for his championship. You're looking at a guy who has held the Internet Championship a record three times. Looking at a guy who's competed in so many Cyber Slams for that Internet Championship. And you're looking at a guy who, you know, it may be debatable to say this, but he's a guy who holds that Internet Championship with a lot of, he has a lot of regard for it. That Internet Championship means a lot to James Hall. Now, the question is, how much is he willing to sweat to keep it at Cyber Slam with an individual like Antonio Smith, who is so hungry for individual single success, who he's technically yet to really see it. And then you have a guy like Anderson Strong, who's really out to prove a point here recently, almost walking away from Best of the Best with the SCW Heavyweight Championship. Didn't quite pull it off. I think he has his eyes set now on that Internet title. But like I said, guys, we're going to be finding out the when and the where real soon on this. So you want to make sure you keep your eyes and ears peeled to, of course, me here on SCW Radio and all our social media accounts and our website. So also, you know, if we're going to talk about CyberSlam, you have to talk about the big tag team match that was also set up last week right here on SCW Radio when it was announced that Tanner Stone's very first contest back here at SCW Entertainment will be the co-SCW Heavyweight Champion TJ Boss and tag team partner Dean Richards will face, in tag team action, the other co-SCW Heavyweight Champion, Tanner Stone and Sean Storm, reformation, so to speak, of the Perfect Storm, taking on Dean Richards and TJ Boss. Now, I think this one also goes without saying, doesn't really explain much of an explanation, doesn't need much of an explanation to anyone who follows the SCW product. I got to tell you, Dean Richards and Sean Storm, this one goes back to September. These two still haven't settled their issue that they have with each other. A lot of individuals feel like the issue between them is the SCW Heavyweight Championship. So it's going to be very interesting to see, can Sean Storm stay loyal to Tanner Stone, a man who holds a title that he obviously wants back? And the same thing goes to Dean Richards. You know, Sean Storm and Dean Richards have been going back and forth for quite some time now. Both men desperately want to get the upper hand on one another, and I quite frankly believe both men feel that one-upsmanship, this game of one-upsmanship, whoever wins it will be springboarded into title contention, and they could possibly be right. Now, on the other side of the spectrum, you have co-SCW Heavyweight Champions, who we found out last week Tanner Stone has been reinstated as SCW Heavyweight Champion, has been rehired to SCW Entertainment under that very condition, and TJ Boss will not be stripped of his championship. We have two SCW Heavyweight Champions that I've just been referring to as co-champions for the time being, excuse me, and we have them both here at SCW Entertainment, and I think that everybody wants to see their to be one champion. However, this tag team match could go a long way to prove who should be that one champion. However, it is set up, and it's also going to be going down at CyberSlam. SCW Heavyweight Champion TJ Boss teams with the Lone Wolf Dean Richards to face the reunited Perfect Storm, SCW Heavyweight Champion Tanner Stone, as well as Sean Storm. So, huge tag team match, guys. Huge triple threat match. Internet Championship on the line. Both SCW Heavyweight Champions in that tag team matchup as well. So, like I said, already two huge matchups signed for the event, and there is more to come As a matter of fact, I was told going on the air here this evening that we can go ahead and make another announcement as it pertains to the CyberSlam event and some of the matches that are going to be going down at this event. We can go ahead and confirm right now that the SCW Extreme Champion, the Intimidation Factor, Aaron McClure, will in fact be defending his championship that night. However, it will be up to you, the fans, to decide his opponent. Now, we went over this last week, and I'll reiterate it for the other two matches that we've been speaking on. It is CyberSlam. It is the event that you, the SCW fans, are in control of, and you will have certain things to vote on, whether it be match types, opponents, challengers, stipulations, whatever it may be, you, the fans, are in control of this event. Now, what we do know is that in the triple threat match for the SCW Internet Championship, whereas James Hall, Anderson Strong, and Antonio Smith will be facing, you, the SCW faithful, will decide what type of triple threat match this Internet title contest will go down in. Those polls will be launched as soon as all the information on the CyberSlam event is finalized. Also, in the tag team match, we confirmed last week a special guest referee will be appointed to that match, and you, the SCW fans, will decide who that man is also via a poll online. And we can say this, pretty much announcing now, Aaron McClure, the SCW Extreme Champion, to defend that title. You, the SCW fans, will decide who, in fact, he defends that title against. That poll also will be put online when all the technicalities that we're having to deal with right now have gone through. Now, also a little bit of news, that nothing concrete here, nothing that's been signed or sealed for the CyberSlam event, but we have heard some rumblings going on that the Smooth operators, Cat Daddy and Del Frito, are actively and currently challenging GPA, Dr. Carl Hager and the Professor Murdoch, to another tag team championship match. However, word we've got, and you know what, this is just rumor around the locker room and around places like that, but what we've heard thus far is that GPA really doesn't feel as if they deserve another match for the SCW Heavyweight Tag Team Championships. And if you look back, GPA won those tag team titles at WrestleFest and have successfully defended them not once but twice against the Smooth Operators. Now, you would say that kind of goes a long way in saying that they don't deserve another match. However, the way in which GPA has retained their titles has been questionable, to say the least. So you got to take into consideration, do the Smooth Operators deserve one more shot? And if they do, will that be going down at CyberSlam, guys? There's only one way to find out, and that is to keep your eyes peeled to SCW social media and your ears peeled right here on SCW Radio. Now, like I said, guys, dealing with a little bit of difficulty here, had to change venues, buildings for the CyberSlam event. We're finalizing everything very soon, so you definitely want to keep your eyes and ears peeled to all our social media accounts for when that information breaks, because you definitely don't want to miss some of the huge matches that have already been announced and some of the huge matches that have yet to be announced. If you guys only knew what the SCW Council has been working on. I've been lucky enough to sit in on a few meetings, and these guys are definitely working on some big stuff here at SCW Entertainment. And also, don't forget, after CyberSlam, we have, like we said earlier in the show, we can confirm this one, guys. April the 18th, Burton Center, back at the Miracle League Field for Blaze of Glory 6, one of the biggest events in the calendar year for SCW Entertainment. Big stuff going on here for SCW Entertainment, guys, and it's stuff you definitely don't want to miss. Now, I've also been hearing rumblings that on May the 2nd, SCW is going to be heading to Clinton, South Carolina, for the very first time. So also keep your eyes up and on that one as well. A lot of big things going on here, guys. SCW Entertainment, I think, literally about to hit another boom period. So, guys, just like I said, each and every week here, keep your eyes and ears peeled, guys, because there's some huge news on the way, and I just want to make sure that nobody out there misses it. Now, with that said, guys, I think we've covered a lot of topics here on this week's episode of SCW Radio. I think we've pretty much covered everything we need to cover. And with a few more minutes left, I think we're going to go ahead and end this one a little bit early and wrap it up, guys. I do want to Thank everyone out there for listening to this week's episode of SCW Radio. Want to make sure, you know, we do this each and every week to ensure essentially that all the fans out there know exactly what's going on with SCW Entertainment. And as long as we get our message across to the SCW fans, we're happy here at SCW Radio. So, guys, I want to thank you all for listening. And we will be back next Wednesday, same time, same place, 6:30 p.m., right here at blogtalkradio.com/SCW Entertainment. We'll be back here next week for another edition of SCW Radio. Until then, I'm your host, Sean Van, signing off.